If you are listening to this message, that means God has kept you again. And that is reason enough to celebrate and give God the glory. I am privileged for this opportunity to communicate with you. And it gives me some level of satisfaction to envision the smile that this message may bring to your face. And I've been praying for you and will continue. And, you know, God is still in control. He's still on the throne. And we're not left out as if we're orphans and strangers. We are God's children, and he promised to take care of us. All right. So the study today will be in line with the sermon. So if you took good notes from Sunday's sermon, you'll do well with this. You may have to go back to the sermon to get some clarity on the content. You will notice there is a section in yellow on the sheet. Be sure to read that and pay attention to it, sort of to make your studying this easier. I do not want us to get lax on this. I'm hoping that our groups are healthy. I hope that you are not just receiving this and not doing this. All right, it is for us to do and to grow as a church family. And we want you to do it. And of course, and to those who across our country who are getting these too, it will still help if you would do this in a group, okay? I do want to apologize for the nature of the jerking and skipping and freezing in our live services. I am looking into that so as to eliminate that distraction from our delivery of songs and the sermon on Sunday, okay? Lastly, and I think that y'all know what I'm about to say, where I'm about to go, and you're right, I am about to offer Christ to someone, some weary traveler who is out there and don't know where they're going. Well, the way of salvation is Jesus Christ. And all you have to do is accept him as your Lord and Savior. Acknowledge you are a sinner. Believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died and rose again. Confess that very simple but yet powerful fact with your mouth, because it emanates from your heart. And the Bible says, according to Romans 10:9 and what? And 10, that thou shalt be saved. Make that choice today and then make it known to someone that you know. Get in touch with me. I'd love to hear of your decision. All right, this is Pastor Morris. Happy studies. Love you all. Bye-bye.